Tech giants are now pushing the boom in AI investing, with Microsoft, Alphabet, and Meta all outlining plans to spend tens of billions a quarter to develop AI products. Just how much should we be expecting from Amazon? Deirdre Bose is looking at that ahead of earnings tonight for today's Tech Check. Hey, Dee.
Hey, good morning, Carl. So the monetization of AI, we know that's still not clear, but the costs are increasingly clear, and they are steep, putting us in a cloud CapEx super cycle. Take a look at this chart. It shows CapEx spending and forecasts among the biggest players, ex Amazon, which reports tonight. For 2024, spend was expected to grow 26% collectively. That's the orange part of the line you see on your screen. But now that has been revised up to 44% growth, the yellow line, getting closer to the last super cycle around 2018. Now, back then, the cloud wars took place around pricing and specialized services. Today, it is around what Jensen Huang calls the AI computing ramp. That's servers and GPUs, everything needed to scale the technical infrastructure needed to meet growing demand for AI products and power any number of large language models that the hyperscalers are offering. Now, put in absolute terms, the number is staggering. Microsoft, Google, Meta, Amazon, Apple, they could be spending north of $200 billion in CapEx this year, according to Goldman Sachs. For the most part, Wall Street has been willing to accept these rising costs. But Meta showed us last week that investors, they can still be spooked. And when you overlay revenue growth, the blue line on your screen right now, on top of spiking CapEx, the picture is not pretty. Again, this is ex Amazon, and it shows you that collective revenue is forecast to rise just 3 percentage points from last year, versus CapEx that is expected to move up more than 40 percentage points in the same time frame. So that spending is far, far outpacing revenue growth. As for Amazon tonight, guys, expect higher CapEx as well. No surprise there. The key question, though, will the street see it as a positive, or will they receive it more like a Meta and sell on that news? A dividend could certainly cushion the blow of higher spending like it did for Google. But even without a dividend or a buyback, for that matter, Amazon has neither. Amazon under Andy Jassy is a lot more profitable than it's ever been. And so the case for a capital return program is only increasing as it spends more to keep up with the other hyperscalers.
Yeah, that is the one thing that a lot of the desks mentioned today, Dee, in their setup for tonight, and that is that at least on EBIT, they have been beating by a couple billion dollars quarter after quarter.
I have been looking at the financials, and it's pretty incredible what's happened over the last few years, even as Amazon is spending on cloud infrastructure. Remember as well, it doubled its logistics footprint over the pandemic. But along the way, it's become a lot more profitable. I mean, you look at the trajectory of gross margins. I think they're somewhere close to 50% right now. Just its net income on a pure profitability term is somewhere near $20 billion. So it has really managed to get in shape while spending, and that's key for Amazon. And that was sort of the complaint about Meta, is that the profitability isn't showing through as much as it's spending a lot, too. So that could be a positive for investors in Amazon if it can continue that trajectory.
Okay, we will watch. Thank you, Deirdre.
Capital spending among mega cap tech companies now surging as Microsoft, Alphabet, and Meta all outline plans for tens of billions of dollars in AI investments. So what's in store for Amazon as it gets set to report tonight? Well, Deirdre Bose is looking at that for today's Tech Check. Dee?
Hey, John, we are in the midst of a new CapEx supercycle driven by what Jensen Huang calls the AI computing ramp. And this chart that I'm going to show you really puts it in perspective. It shows CapEx spending and forecasts among the biggest players, ex Amazon, which reports tonight. So for 2024, spend was expected to grow 26% year over year collectively, the orange part of that line. But look at the yellow part. That's the revision. It's been revised up to 44%, getting closer to the last supercycle around 2018. Now I want to show you what it looks like when you overlay revenue growth. Again, ex Amazon, it's not even close to keeping up, and it's less than half what it was back in 2018 when the megacaps were growing at a much faster clip. It's been revised up this year by just 3 percentage points, sure, but that is really a drop in the bucket versus the 40 percentage plus CapEx growth. Now, what does help the case, particularly for Amazon, is profitability. It is expected to have spent more than anyone else this past quarter on CapEx, but its gross margins and its net income have improved significantly under Andy Jassy's leadership, even leading to increased expectations for a dividend, which could soften the blow of higher spending like it did for Google earlier this week. And it's just Amazon and Tesla now, John, without capital return programs. So perhaps the pressure a little more intense on Amazon, particularly because it can afford to give capital back to investors.
Huh. Well, I guess in a way it makes sense that the AI spending is ramping more than the revenue. I mean, you usually have to invest before you get paid. But I guess this also underlines the strategic imperative of investing in these custom chips because they hope to be able to offload more of those AI workloads over time, not necessarily use as many NVIDIA chips and perhaps use their own, right?
Which are scarce and more expensive, right? So that's why you see Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet developing their own chips so that it can take some of that workload, but they still, that demand for the NVIDIA GPUs still extremely high, and that's keeping costs up. But you're right, John, it's all about the future trajectory, and that revenue is expected to ramp later, so they're putting in the investment, similar to what Amazon did to become so profitable now. Remember, it doubled its logistics capacity over the pandemic, and now it's really reaping the rewards of that.
You get any sense of whether the expectations or the bar set for AWS shifted after the strong cloud reports from Google and Microsoft?
I mean, you know as well as I do, a larger base to come off of, right? But I think that we're in this sort of new era of the cloud wars, right? Where it's what can you offer in terms of AI tools? And Amazon has been trying really hard to say that they give their customers a ton of options. Certainly, investors want to see that AWS growth grow bigger, but it's certainly smaller than what we've seen, smaller in terms of growth on a percentage basis than what we've seen from Microsoft and Google. But I think it's got to be over that 14-15% level.
All right. Dee, thank you.